Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're constantly running on this hamster wheel of self-criticism? Like you're always aiming for some impossible standard and coming up short? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle, perfectionism, and constantly striving for more. But what if, just what if, we switched gears and embraced something a little more radical? Self-compassion? Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another fluffy feel-good podcast, stick with me. This isn't about becoming a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for everything. This is about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support we'd offer to a good friend going through a tough time. Because let's face it, we all stumble, we all mess up, and sometimes life just throws us curveballs. So how do we cultivate this superpower of self-compassion? Well, let me break down 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your inner dialogue. 1. Recognize your humanity. We are all flawed, imperfect beings. No one is immune to making mistakes, experiencing setbacks, or feeling vulnerable. Embracing this reality is the first step towards self-compassion. Think about it, would you judge a good friend for tripping and falling? Probably not. So why do we often treat ourselves with such harsh judgment when we inevitably stumble? 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly puts you down throws shade on your efforts and magnifies every flaw. Yeah, that needs a serious reality check. Start noticing those negative thoughts, question their validity, and replace them with more compassionate and supportive statements. Remember, you're not defined by your mistakes or imperfections. You are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help us detach from our relentless inner chatter. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and observe your thoughts without judgment. This simple act can create space between you and those negative self-talk spirals, allowing you to respond with more kindness and understanding. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Shifting your focus towards the good things in your life, even the small ones, can have a profound impact on your sense of well-being. Take time each day to appreciate the simple joys, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. This practice reminds us that there is always something to be grateful for, even amidst challenges. 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself like you would treat a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, support their efforts, and celebrate their successes big and small. Remember, self-compassion is not about ignoring your struggles, it's about approaching them with empathy, understanding, and a willingness to learn and grow. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your palms are sweating, your stomach is in knots, and you can feel that familiar wave of self-doubt creeping in. Instead of getting caught up in those negative thoughts, what if you paused and offered yourself some kindness? Okay, you might say to yourself, this feels nerve-wracking, but I've prepared well and I believe in myself. Even if things don't go perfectly, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. By approaching the situation with self-compassion, you're not only reducing stress, but also creating a more supportive inner environment that allows you to perform your best. So, remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding starting with yourself. Practice self-compassion every day, even in small ways, and watch as it transforms your relationships, your mindset, and ultimately, your life. Ready to step into this powerful practice? Take a moment right now to acknowledge your strengths, appreciate your efforts, and offer yourself a little bit of kindness. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. Let's spread the love. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.